subtle, isn't it? Isn't it just subtle when I slowly turn it up?
That's the downside of Macs. They really don't let you get away with much.
No, they don't.
Can you lower the volume on that function?
No.
That's funny.
No, that's not that intuitive. Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. This is episode 537. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. I'm the guy who turns up the laptop. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Run for your lives.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, right?
That's good. I like it.
There was something that I saw that with the circle button was something else that you were supposed to do. It was a game I was playing, and it looked like do something with a circle. Oh, it was Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion, or Castle of Illusion. So as you're watching the little demo for it, or the like backstory, which is shocking. This game, it has great graphics throughout the whole thing, but the story leading up to it are like watercolors, I think. It really lame. So Mickey Mouse and the witch who kidnaps Minnie are both screaming, ah, but they're like frozen. And then at the bottom of the screen for the whole time, it says press circle to skip. But it looks like for those screens, like they're shouting, press circle to skip. And I was like, oh, I guess they don't jump and press the circle button. They just press the circle button to skip. That's a different podcast, though.
Yeah. I feel like the circle button would make you jump and isn't skipping a form of jumping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's a lateral skip. Yeah. Or a horizontal skip. Or horizontal jump is skipping.
Shocking that Mickey is one-dimensional. And is jumping and skipping.
We can jump right into that game. Have you ever played it? Did you ever play Castle of Illusion?
No.
It was much like DuckTales, like a remastering of an old classic game. They took Castle of Illusion, which I think was like a PS2, like an early PS2 title, and they gave it brand new graphics and updated it and everything. And I would love, I've been trying to find some old footage of it, but I haven't been able to dig it up. In the demo, which is all I've bothered to play, you go along and you do your side-scrollery thing, and in the background, there's another plane of side-scrolleriness, and it's the second half of the level.
Uh-huh.
So you get to the end of the side-scroller, then you do this like weird mappy thing, and then you go down a path, and you go back the other way, and you go down the path that you watched in the background for the whole first time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We discussed this a few weeks ago, the way they're kind of finding new ways to use the side-scroller format in this multi-dimensional
game. I always wonder, are these good games? Like, I feel like if it wasn't Disney, would I love playing this?
Yeah, well, probably. I mean, here's the thing that's weird about it. Both these games are using the jump-on-something head function, DuckTales and Castle of Illusion. For DuckTales, as we covered before, you're riding a pogo stick. That's actually your cane. Like, even as a kid, I didn't understand, how does he physically do that? Wouldn't that, like, crack your ribs?
He's an aged duck.
Yeah, exactly. But he can dive through money like it's water.
Mm-hmm.
With Castle Crashers, or Castle of Illusions, you jump, and as long as you lift your, when you do the attack thing, which is a separate button, so you jump, and I think you actually hit jump again, it brings Mickey's feet up, and so you land on his butt on something, and that is what hurts it, and which that makes no sense to me. Like, if you don't bring your legs up and land on your butt, you're not going to kill the guy.
Not a common known fact that evidently mice do not have a coccyx bone.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's stabbing them with his tail, and I can't tell, but the graphics on this thing are gorgeous. Just, it's free.
So what makes it fun is that it's pretty to look at, and it's Mickey Mouse.
The Mickey Mouse part is almost secondary. It is really pretty to look at. Like and it's like it's an old school game. So I would love it if somebody played the old Castle of Illusion and got on here and can tell us some, or maybe I'll just look up some videos. But you go do the traditional side scroller, then you get to the end of this little map, and then the drawbridge comes down into the foreground, and you press up, and then you walk into a fully 3D, like class, like a new age platformer.
That's cool.
And then you choose a level, and you go back into the forest, and then you go back into the side-scrollery thing. So that's why I think it was early PS2, because you didn't see much of that three-dimensional stuff on the PS1. I could be wrong. I guess Ape Escape had three dimensions, so maybe it was a PS1 title that they've remastered. But if you were to put DuckTales against Castle of Illusion, Castle of Illusion is much better to look at. It was shocking. That's why I thought it was later. But that's a Sega title, And DuckTales was a Capcom SUT title.
But to play, there isn't much to them.
I don't know. I think between the two, I found the Mickey Mouse one, it was a little more dynamic. There was some more stuff. You shoot, you throw apples, so there's a vertical, you know, there's an attack. It's not just jump, 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 and land on their head. And there was a little bit of puzzle solving, as opposed to like a, you know, if you were to pull out Mario Brothers, outside of the nostalgia, you probably wouldn't be too that into it. I found it challenging. There was also a section, the end of the demo, you run, you get shrunk down, and so you're running from a giant apple rolling at you Indiana Jones style.
That's cool.
So the camera switches, and he's running at the camera, and the apple's behind you, and so you're dodging things in the foreground. So, I mean, it's varied gameplay, at least in the demo. I think it's only like $10. I think it's worth getting. So the answer to your question, yeah, I think it looks good. It's cool nostalgia, old.
So it's a $10 arcade game for the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I've seen it.
Vita?
No.
What the hell?
Come on.
Vita?
Why not?
What the hell? Nobody's living the Vita loca.
I don't understand. Sly Cooper, brand new title.
Yeah.
Can show up on the Vita, but I can't get Castle of Illusions or DuckTales on it.
Yeah.
I can get Chrono Trigger.
How good is it, do you think, for those Sanzaru guys though? That. I am going to start pronouncing it differently every time I say it.
Oh, I love it. That's how I do with baklava, that Russian dish that you get when you do
baklava?
No, every time I've said it different. Ask some friends.
But it's not Russian, it's Greek.
Okay. Blerk lick licka?
Yeah, that's it. With like a cinnamon and honey taste to it? Yeah, that's the one with the flakiness.
I get double baklava.
Yeah.
Barklag.
So,
Berkalaguga.
Sanzaru. to be like the.
This is how we burn all our bridges. This is how we burn all our bridges.
No, I don't think it's burning a bridge. I'm giving them a compliment that thus far, in my experience as a Vita owner, they have made the best game to play on the Vita.
Oh, I just meant making fun of titles. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this whole time we've been in the entertainment center. Because I wanted to. I didn't do this last time we talked. I couldn't have. I've recently finished your copy of Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Yeah.
What did you think of that game?
I thought it was okay. I think, like what I was asking about the Disneyland thing, had I not been a humongous fan of Uncharted, I might have been like, eh. It's like, I feel like what they do when they have these things, like, associated with the Vita, they just beat it to death.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a lot of that in Uncharted, where it's like, oh, look, you could do charcoal rubbing, so let's charcoal rub everything. Let's charcoal rub each other's face, and charcoal rub this leaf, and everybody's, but then there's also nothing to it. And then the other thing that I didn't like was that thing where you have to hold it up to a light source. I just feel like it
was
just,
that it? Oh, yeah, that was in that. Yeah,
you just have to time it out, and then it would just work out, because I never knew what I was doing during that.
Oh, fun.
But I love the gameplay. I love all of the characters.
Oh, you
in
did.
The game, and
I would have to agree.
I like the concept of the ducking behind cover, popping out, shooting guys, and figuring out the puzzles and climbing, figuring out how do I get up there and all that stuff. That's what I love.
That's the core of that franchise, is that sort of action adventure behind cool crypts. And
the idea of being able to play it portably on a Vita, you know, and it looked good. I really think
it did. It's one of the best looking games, and it was a launch title, which is pretty spectacular. Right. The thing where I thought it just fell flat, and you know, I didn't want to bring this up. In front of microphones. but I've decided I'm going to be true to who I am. And, you know, if somebody's listening to this, then help me, let me be a part of the solution. Because the writing was flat. I mean, it was as if, you know, just to say it how it is, it's like they had seen the Uncharted games and then wrote dialogue that they thought was in that style.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to Nolan North candidly about it and see if he would agree that it seemed very forced, whereas the other Uncharted titles that I played, the dialogue is reasonably clever, the characters are pretty well grounded. This just, you know, I felt like this game was everything that people accuse games of being in terms of obviousness and, you know, plainness and uninteresting, you know, all the cutscenes. I was, you know, they weren't particularly dynamic or, and they all said campy, weird things. And I felt like there were several times
like
where
it was made by someone else.
Yeah, written by someone else. I felt like ultimately where there were places where there were jokes, instead of being jokes, they were things that were supposed to be jokes, which is what we accuse Jar Jar Binks of being. So the cutscenes in Uncharted Golden Abyss are Jar Jar Binks.
Are the Jar Jar Binks of Golden Abyss or just the Vita?
I would say Golden Abyss. Okay. For Golden Abyss. It wouldn't go that far. I mean, come on, that's a pretty big Jar Jar.
I'm trying to figure
out. Not
that
bad. Yeah, I was looking to see. It's on Naughty Dog's site, but that that may not mean much of anything.
I know that there was like an
Bend Studios was the developer on that one.
But I wanted to see who wrote it. Like, that's the unfortunate part about some games. Is that, let me see if I can go to IMDb and do it.
But. You know, because here's the thing. We're finally starting to see people actually stand up and take notice. We've been discussing this for the past few weeks, that games like Beyond Two Souls or The Last of Us, where story is king, where they're, you know, people are actually paying attention to trying to do some decent writing in it and not just have a developer on staff write some stuff.
John Garvin and Amy Hennig.
What else have they written?
Let's see. John Garvin. Uncharted, Golden Abyss, Siphon Filter, Dark Mirror, the screenplay and original story. Siphon Filter, The Omega Strain, Siphon Filter 3, Siphon Filter 2, and Siphon Filter.
So you wrote for the Siphon Filter series. Which is a port, isn't it? That's a
no. Siphon Filter isn't a port. Siphon Filter is a PlayStation game, but it, weirdly enough, it was the one that we were playing. Going that I tried to play the port onto the Vita from the PlayStation, and it was awful.
Was it? No, I mean, isn't that that's a localized game? Isn't that a game that's built in Japan that's brought over here?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
Look that up. Amy Hennig. As a writer, worked on Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, Soul Reaver 2, Legacy of Kain Defiance, Uncharted Drake's Forden, Uncharted 2, Uncharted Eye of Indra. I don't know what that is.
It's probably a title for another country.
No, it was made in 2009. It's got to be a PSP, maybe?
Possibly.
Or is it 2009? Would that be early enough to be bonus content for Uncharted 2?
Possibly.
People are yelling at their headphones about the.
We should do more research.
Well, it's hard to research things when you just talk about them extemporaneously. But anyway, Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, Uncharted 3, Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, IGN Podcast Beyond. She wrote for a podcast. And then she also wrote Uncharted Golden Abyss.
How do you write for a podcast?
And then now she's writing bloopers, outtakes, and stuff. Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, IGN Podcast, and beyond.
Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. Wait a minute. I thought that was Sly Cooper 2, Among Thieves.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
But wait, what?
That was an Honor Among Thieves. This article is outdated. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Wikipedia.
Well done, Bing.
Yeah, so clearly she worked on it. And, you know, you never know about these things. It could have been one guy wrote one scene and somebody else wrote another scene, or they changed it in development or whatever. It's not the end of the world. It's still a spectacular game, and I had a kick out of it. I played it all the way through to the end. I found the battle scenes, the last two fighting scenes, to be able to watch the screen and then draw the arrows for how you dodge and how you strike. And I thought that was really cool and a different dynamic way to use the Vita for different things. And I enjoyed it. I mean, it's a year old game, but if you somehow own a Vita and haven't played that game yet, or if you pick up PS Vita TV, definitely get that game. I don't know how you do the boss fights because you have to draw on your screen. Yeah. You can't do that. I have a feeling that that's going to change. I think they were setting us up for shock. They're going to be like, oh, and this device allows you to touch the screen or something. Or with the PS Move,
touch the actual screen on the remote. Like don't you hold it? Oh, I see where because
the Vita TVs.
PS4.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like they're going
to
say, oh, and you could do those functionalities with the Vita 4 or the PS4 controller.
It's got a little
something.
Display on it, and I know it has a touchpad on the back.
Yeah, so I think that they're.
I looked it up. Siphon Filter doesn't say anything about being necessarily a port.
Yeah, I was looking that up.
From Japan.
It was also developed by Sony Bend, formerly Edict. So whoever
that's
they are.
Where John What's His Bucket came from then.
Good old John What's His Bucket. So they were in-house people that wrote for them. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And then they got to do all that.
It sounds like they brought Amy over from the games to kind of help out with the side, but Ben did the work. Otherwise, there's no reason to have that other dude there.
And see, this is my problem, is that I would love to hear from those people, but I just told them I didn't appreciate their writing. So do you think that they'll be interested in talking to some guy that does the voice of Sly? Probably not.
No, they would. It's just...
But here's the deal. I'm not going to stand by and not let my opinion be known. Because here's my challenge to our industry. And I said our industry.
What?
Is that things have to be good. Mm. They have to be good. We can't skate through anymore. The industry makes millions, if not billions, of dollars. It competes with movie ticket sales, you know, and we need to grow up. I was just watching the Emmys this past week, in which my dear friend Tony Hale won an Emmy for.
I saw that. I was very happy.
Wasn't that great? And then Julia Dreyfus won for Best Leading Lady, and he got to jump up again and play character. But, you know, you watch the Emmys, you watch the Oscars, they're full of class, you know, and they have respect for their own industry. Maybe too much. They're very ego, like as if they were creating, sonnets by Shakespeare or every, you know, tablets from on high. Okay, they're just movies. But we've talked about it whenever we try to do our own gaming award show. We don't know who the players are that do the best lighting design in a game. And these are people who have spent just as much time on their craft as people in the film industry, guys who do cutscene editing. That should be an award. They should come to some place in tuxedos and make a fuss about them. And I think we'll see that in our lifetime, but only when the art starts to match that level of quality.
I think we're getting there as the nerd culture grows, that I think people are becoming more and more aware. Like as much as I like him, but there's, you know, 12 years ago, very few people know who Nate Fox is or Matt Kramer. Like they just don't know those names.
And we should,
right?
If you like the industry, because I'll tell you what, if you've seen Iron Man, you know who Robert Downey Jr. is.
Yes.
Most people will be able to tell you who the director is.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they wouldn't know who the lighting rig guy was.
No, but I don't think it's as, I get your point, but I think what you're trying to say is that games have a more technical aspect, although as films are, as we learned from the animators on Sly, is that, you know, films are becoming more and more effects-oriented, mm-hmm. and they're going to become a bigger part of, you know, the industry, and maybe there will be people like, you know, the guy who did the effects from, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just hard because the more people...
We see that a little. Like, that's why they'll make a big deal about Lucas doing, yeah. or, you know, Industrial Light and Sound, yeah. Light and Magic, whatever.
ILM.
No, that's not it.
It's easier if you just say...
No, it's the place with the Ewoks.
Yeah, ILM. No, it's the company that Lucas created for special effects.
It's Elm. Elm. Yeah.
Elm? Like
you're,
a
you're
tree?
Spelling it. You're spelling it for some reason.
Oh.
It's Elm.
Oh, Elm.
Yeah.
Oh, ILM spells... Oh, okay. I always thought it was an acronym for Industrial Light and Magic.
No, it's Elm.
Elm
like,
is...
Like the name of the Queen Ewok.
So Elm is... Ewok for Industrial Light and Magic.
Yes, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stop spelling it.
I'm sorry. Well, when you've done something for so long in your life, you just kind of continue the pattern.
Like when you use an atom.
Huh?
An atom. Where you get your money out of it. An atom.
Oh, I call it an ATM.
That's so obnoxious.
Obnoxious? I feel like what you're doing is obnoxious.
No, you're reading it. It's like looking at something and just spelling it. Do I call you J-U-S-T-I-N? Hey, what's up, J-U-S-T-I-N?
No, but I wish you would.
I probably should.
I mean, come on. Here, it's coming right back at you, yeah. K-E-V-I-N.
I feel like I'm in trouble. Or somehow you're trying to speak code.
Yeah, that's the parent in us.
Yeah.
You buckle up for that. Or you should start practicing now, actually.
Yeah.
Start spelling things to each other, because you go through a learning curve where you start going, wait, what about bananas? Oh, why did I do it? Why?
Banana? Banana?
Yeah.
Banana! Banana! Damn it, just learn how to spell. Kat already pulled that on me. Quinn can make the face.
Uh-huh.
You've seen the face. He for whatever reason he just decided to make this face where he stretches his eyes and his mouth out and he squeezes all of his muscles as hard as he can and it's like, ah! Like he's silently screaming.
Yeah.
The face. So we ask, we'll just say, hey, Quinn, can you do the face? And then he'll do that face. And the other day, Kat said, hey, ask him to do the F-A-C-E. And I was like, the
yeah.
Because she didn't want to say it. She wanted me to say it. Yeah. And I didn't.
And then the next level is Jacob's now 5. He does not know how to spell yet or read, but he knows when we're spelling it's something he's not supposed to. Because I did this. He goes, what are you guys talking about? Like he's did. Now he's nice. He starts to interrogate us. I go, nothing. We're talking about, you know, and then I just make something up.
That's
I lie
good.
To him.
Oh, that's good. You're like, Santa is real.
Santa.
That was an old McDonald's commercial. Do you remember that? Yeah. So they're pushing, and then they put it. It's so weird. They would spell something to each other, but they would put it at the bottom of the screen. Whatever they said to each other, did you want to get better? And they'd spell it. And so they as they're pushing their stroller with their like infant, and then this 5-year old is walking alongside them. They're spelling, "What do you want to do for dinner?" And maybe we should do this. No, we don't have time. Whatever. And so they're saying all these hot button words like Sunday and ice cream and birthday. And then the little girl just pipes in and says, "Well, maybe we could go to McDonald's," because she had cracked the code. And she goes, "I'm sorry, MCDOLDS." And they're like, and they just look at each other like, "Ah, oh, crap." Yeah. That McDonald's, I can remember crystal clear McDonald's commercials from 20 years ago. They were very impactful in my life.
I have a horrible memory. I don't
really
remember anything.
How about this one? This year, this class is special because this year, this class is challenged. And it was the beginning of the school year McDonald's commercial. And it was all these students, and they'd have adventures with homework and McNuggets. And then at the end of the school year, those same kids celebrated graduation.
They had a Saved by the Bell miniseries. Mm-hmm. For McDonald's.
Yeah, and then the same kids were on the following year. It's in September, and I was so mad because it was like last year's class was special, and those were the same kids. So you're just running this commercial again.
You can't just keep doing the same thing again and again and again.
I've used that example many times when I tell a group of people they have a challenge in front of them, uh-huh. And it's always kind of a weird anecdote that only I can relate to. I go, "You guys remember that commercial in McDonald's where they said this year this class is special?" And no, like, how about the one where they spell? Irrelevant, but let's just talk about McDonald's commercials.
Do you know who the Secretary of Defense is right now?
Who was the lighting guy on Sly Cooper Thieves in Time?
No, I want to know if you honestly know who the Secretary of Defense
who,
is.
Who, me? Or,
yeah.
Do I know?
Yeah.
No, not
exactly.
A clue. Not a clue. Do you?
No.
Okay.
But I don't also know the McDonald's commercials. So
okay,
you win.
So I'm one up. Yeah. Okay.
But I was just curious.
But you could tell me who the...
I want to know. To me, that says that it is a selective memory for you. It is
who
not
is the
like,
tight end for the 49ers?
Right now?
Yeah.
Ugh, we don't want to talk about it. Oh. Vernon Davis is out with a string.
Okay.
He's
See?
Got a hammy injury.
There's a whole story behind it.
Yeah,
who
was
the tight end for the 49ers in
1989? Ooh, 89? I think 96 was Brent Jones. The catch... When was the catch? 86?
I think so.
So it would have been Dwight Clark still.
See, the fact that you could at least guess is proof that you're better than me.
I'm better than you?
At being a man.
Being a man.
I'm really good at being a 12-year-old boy. Here's another great McDonald's commercial. So they run up to a computer, and they're like, "We're going to catch the Hamburglar." And they show a computer, and I still can remember this computer. Instead of letter, because I think of it whenever my son looks at my keyboard, he's like, "What are all these magical buttons that I just must touch, but I know some of them are bad?" Instead of letters or numbers on the keyboards, they were all symbols. Like, one was a hamburger, and one was a jail cell. So he just pressed the hamburger in the jail cell, and he got him. And man, I spent hours dreaming up my own version of that keyboard.
That's awesome.
I'm like, it's just pictures, and you boom, 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 boom.
And it makes things happen.
Yeah. Like, well, that's to a child, that's what a keyboard is on a computer. I press this button, and the screen transforms, and suddenly dad yells at me. But sometimes I can press this space bar thing, and it's cool. I don't understand. I don't understand.
I'm trying to make sure that I'm correct on my...
tight end assumption.
Oh, no! I might have been wrong.
Dang it.
No, that's 2007. I'm okay. 1989 San Francisco 49ers season. Let's see if it has the roster. Front office. Quarterbacks. Tight end Brent Jones.
Wow.
It was Brent Jones.
That's impressive.
Oh, man. That's frustrating. I thought he was all 90s. When was he drafted?
All right, well, this has been the second funniest podcast.
It's gotta be
Justin's off
in
looking at NFL.com. So let's Betty White this bitch and jump and press the circle button.
1987, he was drafted 5th round by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 86 NFL draft. Yeah, okay, sorry.
By the way, the barbecue chicken tonight.
Good.
Yeah, it was really great.
Oh, it was horrible. It was burnt.
I liked it.
You're going to like it even better the next time I do it. Okay. I won't make that mistake twice.
Will it still be crispy? I like the crispiness.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. I put a little barbecue sauce on it and let it cook a little bit longer before I flip it, just to get a little bit of the char, but I got too distracted with rice and vegetables. Oh, yeah, you know, this is the opposite of what people want to hear.
How about the McDonald's commercial with Nostradamus? I was in college when this one was possible. He says, long gone, but never wrong. And he would make all these predictions. It was a radio commercial. He'd make all these predictions. Like, in 600 years, they will have McDonald's. And he was like the ghost of Nostradamus would come and tell them predictions for McDonald's.
How do you not love McDonald's but know everything about their commercials?
I grew up. I don't know.
But I'd be saying, like, as a child, did you love McDonald's?
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. How about the theme song? Can you do it? Where they did all that's a jingle. The theme song.
The gray skies go away. And you say, ba, 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 da, ba. It's a good day. Ba,
so it's a whole
that's the Happy Meal jingle for the new one, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It's when the little girl's sitting there and she's got a little cloud over her and Ronald McDonald comes. Yeah, you don't know this commercial, smartass?
I don't watch TV anymore. That's not like the white man. I don't watch, you know, like white America. No, so it's like, I don't watch TV, but they watch every episode of Dexter.
I don't have cable.
Yeah, it's I literally can't watch commercials, even if I wanted to.
Are you okay? I feel like you need something.
For commercials?
What do you memorize now?
The Bible.
You poor soul.
It's really helpful. Okay. So big Mac McTLT, quarter pounder with some cheese, filet of fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McGon.
We didn't start the fire. But these burgers are charbroiled because it's not Burger King.
McNuggets, tasty golden fries, regular or larger size. A Happy Meal. Then it goes on to some other stuff. So someone asked for that. Oh, here it is. Here's the whole thing. You don't remember that?
No.
It was a whole thing. Like,
the only one I remember is 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, tomato on a sesame seed bun. I think I missed cheese somewhere in there.
You just described a hamburger. No, that's true. Yeah, that's no, it was a Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, a filet
no
of fish, a hamburger.
There's no video of this where we could hear someone.
You don't want to hear me do it?
Well, I just feel like you're just saying it. Is this the actual
this
tone?
Is how it went. Oh. Yeah, I'm giving you the cadence. Big Mac McDLT, quarter pounder with some cheese, filet of fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden fries, regular or larger side, a salad, chef or garden or oriental. Big breakfast, egg McMuffin, hot cakes and sausage, maybe a biscuit, bacon, eggs and cheese, a sausage, Danish, hash browns too. And for dessert, hot apple pies, sundaes with three varieties, soft serve cone, three kinds.
Is it
of
a
shakes
spot?
And a chocolate chippy cookie,
and to drink chippy cookie,
yeah, and a chocolate and to drink a Coca Cola, Diet Coca, orange drink, Sprite, a coffee decaf too, a milk and orange juice too. I also love McDonald's. It's good time, great taste, and I get it all at one place.
Wow,
you don't remember that?
No,
that was all for memory.
It was, guys. He was not looking at his computer the entire time.
We should dig up. We'll play out to that song. That'll be great. I'll find it for you. Totally rebelling.
Gang, gang, gang. Beef patty, steak, mac.
Play
fish. McNuggets, McNuggets. All right. Well, what's next? Or do you have more in your inner? I didn't play anything.
You didn't play? Oh, man. I've played so much.
Madden is all I've been into.
I'm so tucked. So that was my review.
You can have my turn.
Really? Oh, thanks. Because I have lots to discuss.
I won the Super Bowl. And we had the draft. End of
you beat me in the Super Bowl. What was our final score? 6-20
something?
Yeah, shut your hole.
17? It wasn't that bad. It was pretty tight for the first half. You're getting better.
Do you want to hear about Angry Birds Star Wars 2 or Rain Man Legends?
Angry Birds Star Wars 2.
Good choice. It comes
he hit a button like an alarm clock. Like, I have set up, like, remember that commercial for Mousetrap, Kevin? That's what
yes,
I did to
I
you.
Do remember that. Of course I remember that. I remember McDonald's commercials. I think I remember that thing.
I remember wanting that game so bad, and my dad said they had that when I was a kid, and trust me, it doesn't work like that. You just get angry that it's not trapping the mouse correctly.
Well, the whole point of the game is to build the mouse trap. You don't actually get to do it. So, do I have some volume? Are you there? Oh, there we are. Oh, that wasn't as Angry Birds Star Wars 2. Oh, wow, it has more of the theme song than I thought. So, If you remember in the first Angry Birds Star Wars, did you play it?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know your memory went back that far. But you can't remember a McDonald's commercial. You actually stumped
30 years ago.
So in the first one, oh, they're like accordion. That's hilarious. So in the first one, it focused on the first three movies, the original trilogy. For Angry Star Wars, Birds 2, The Apocalypse Now, you get to split.
Not really the title.
Yeah, totally. It's the newer trilogy, so you start with the first film. And after you play through about 10 levels of the very first quadrant or whatever, you get to switch to the pork side.
Yeah.
So you get to play as bad guys in it, and that's
wow,
what we're listening to.
That's
now.
Cool.
So and then as we've discussed
now,
before,
are you building defenses?
No, that's like Bad Piggies is their other game where you get to actually. Have you played that one?
No.
So in Bad Piggies, also by Rovio, you build contraptions and put your piggy inside of it, and then roll the contraption down a hill and try to collect a piece of a map to find some eggs. And if you don't protect your bad piggy properly, he will die.
Oh, poor bad piggy.
That's a pretty fun game. So for this, when you're on the pork side, you just attack birds that are somewhere in their base.
How have they not have come up with a draw something-esque version where you build a castle as a pig, and then you get your friend gets three birds to try and shoot down your castle, and then you swap?
I have to go talk to someone.
How is it that
about
hasn't...
something else? I will send you a check.
Why are you expediting Denmark? Why is that part of...
.com! Out of here. That's a great idea. That's
Don't
fun.
You think that's easy, too?
I really like how Angry Birds has redefined birthdays in general. So now...
I'm listening.
Yeah, you haven't seen this. So now you can get like birthday cake toppers for your cake and play Angry Birds with the cake toppers.
Wow.
In actuality. Which... is far more hygienic than blowing on it. I am all about removing this custom for the birthday person to spit all over our food.
Oh, it's their privilege.
Name another meal, any meal, if you're like, hey, check out
this.
That's
why it only happens on your birthday. Yeah.
Here, you want a slice?
It's my birthday. Welcome. Take a little piece of me with you.
Exactly.
Enjoy
it's
my Hep C.
So find some new way to do something cool with...
Is that what the Angry Birds is? You're trying to blow out the candles with the Angry
No, instead
Birds?
Of instead of blowing out candles, yeah, you get three little Angry Birds, and you have like some Twinkies on the other side, and you try to pull the slingshot back and knock it down, and then everybody cuts up a piece and eats it. So it's fun.
I don't know. I like spitting all over people's...
Get your Stromboli.
I've never had the balls, but I've been tempted many a time on my birthday just to push it to the full oven, just go, like literally do that move.
Oh, nice!
And see what it does to people.
And like, if people
like see their faces change,
great.
Of like
that'd be pretty
oh,
great.
What the, why?
That's well, I wanted some cake. Maybe,
I'll just have ice cream.
Sure, no problem. Why isn't that the tradition? Lick the ice cream. Now
you know what I'm
going to
do? Because of my son's birthday now, well, from now on, I will lick my fingers and try to swipe out all the candles with a wet finger.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Then nobody gets hurt except me.
That's good. And he cries the next oh, good dear God. Jacob's first birthday.
Yeah. I have to find the tape.
They got to find that tape somewhere.
Do you see there's a tape right there? Can you see it underneath the
oh,
little
yeah.
thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
me. Every time I see one of those, I'll go, that could be the one.
We might have recovered
I
the past.
I have to check it.
You got to check it out. So pretty great with Angry Bird Star Wars 2. You can also put in the telepods, which we've discussed on a previous episode.
Yeah.
You can buy the
I
little
saw they
guys.
Have the commercials now for it. On the,
Do they really?
On a
so
tablet.
The telepods have been out before the game for weeks. You could buy the little Angry Birds guys, and then you hook them, you just... Your camera reads like some UPC code or a QR code on their butts, and then they port them into the game. But the thing that's great about this...
That is not how it looks in the commercial.
Oh, what does it
do? I was curious. Like, in the commercial, I felt like it had to be some kind of braille, because the way
oh, maybe
it shows...
True.
It shows like a... It looks like the button on the base of an iPad, and then you just touch it, and it goes, and it gets beamed into the game.
Oh, maybe it's that simple. I mean, it on the phone, it says, put the telepod close to your camera.
Oh.
And so I don't have any. So the thing that's great about it is that you can play the game and buy them in-game, or if you purchase the hard items, the telepods, you get to use them infinitely. So while in a level, you can't, like in the first Angry Birds Star Wars, you could buy the Millennium Falcon and just come in and wreak havoc on a level and skip it pretty much. And this one, you can use a certain number of other characters. So you get to start with, you know, Qui-Gon and what's his bucket? And Yoda. Yeah, he's great. With the lightsaber,
yeah,
and the Midichlorians. And then if you have a cache of like three of each of the other type of birds or porks, if you want to use them, mm-hmm. but once you use them, they're gone, and you have to play the game or buy more.
But when you get the hard ones,
then you can do it whenever you want.
Just go, oh, yeah, I'll so do it's that like again, a, even though I didn't pass the level.
Yeah, so it's like $15 for them, and I think those also come with levels. So I think when you buy those telepods, you can get the Battle of Geonosis expansion. So I have played a lot of Angry Birds lately. I don't really know why.
I can tell.
But I've come to really like it. I didn't like it for
a long
time.
I'll tell you why.
Hit me.
Not enough platform ports on your Vita.
Yes. Which takes me to the other game that I have been playing.
We should also Betty White that bitch.
Oh, right? No. Sony will figure it out. We need our own show.
What?
More. No, I'm not making another podcast for that.
Oh.
Do I still have volume?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
This is the game you were going to talk about.
I was?
Yeah, well, you said this is your turn, my turn, so bam.
Oh, I see. I thought Angry Bird Star Wars was your turn.
No, this is your turn.
Paperboy is the best game ever.
These are the sultry sounds.
Oh, Zoo Tycoon is the best game ever.
Of Rayman Legends.
Oh, I got to get Rayman.
You will get Origins because it's cheaper and it's a little older and it's great. But this one has levels that you unlock that they built using the levels from Rayman Origins. Uh-huh. So you can play. So it's the layout is very similar with some mild tweaks to make it more like the current game Legends. So there's just so much. And why did I go here? Oh, why did I do this to myself? But there's so much to the game that's super impressive. So in the previous iterations of these kind of games, I got to look at it to make sure I don't get it wrong. I was where I wanted to be, and then my desire to give you more music distracted me. Because this is really useful. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
This level is called Toy Story. Yeah.
I can hear him carrying what seems to be a jug of water and typewriters. That's what I'm picking up. Is that what he's carrying on his invisible handed back?
Totally. So when you first play the game, it's a little confusing.
How does he hold a backpack with no arms?
It's strapped to his body pod.
Oh.
So now there are multiple characters.
So it's like a cross your heart bra.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But for people that don't have appendages, more like floating hands and arms. Yeah. So Rayman, as you're describing, is the lead character, but there are, including in Origins, there are all these other characters you can play as, and then variations of it, as if they were different characters, but they're just the same character with different colors.
Is Ray Romano one of them?
Yes. Super tall. There's a character, he looks like a giant frog. And then there's this character named Murfry, which is pretty great. More on him. And then there are all these princesses that you can play as. So it took me some while to fit, because when you first start, you're in this giant tent on a side-scroller, and all the levels are accessible in picture frames to the left and to the right, and you jump into them old-school platformer style. So there's a little bit of a throwback there. So to the right are the list of all the levels, and they look really good as you run by the painting. It's like you look into a hallway, so things move left to right as you pass them. And that's what I'm doing right now. And then I've unlocked almost all of them except for the Living Dead level, which is it requires 400 Lumis to unlock. I only have 107. But then as you go to the left, in the dead center, there is a guy smoking a water pipe.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Luca.
Blowing bubbles. Then you get to unlock all your heroes. Then there are crazy challenges, two types of those, and something called Kung Foot, which is soccer with Rayman. So you actually, you and I, if we both have it, or when you get it, can play soccer against each other using our characters. So that's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Then a whole selection of levels where you play based on the Origins, and then all these creatures that you collect through playing it. And then as you play the game, you unlock lottery tickets. They're called lucky tickets, and they're actually scratchers on your screen.
That's cool.
And you scratch them off, and then you win a creature or a level to Rayman Origins.
Let's charcoal rub this scratcher ticket.
Okay, you go do that one. I'll stare at this one and for an indefinite amount of time until you're ready. That's more Uncharted Golden Abyss. So the other night we had some downtime, and I was like, you know, I'm going to play a game, and I couldn't decide what game to play. I ended up playing this game, just even though I could have played any.
What does Kat do while you do this?
She was working on our son's first birthday party. Yes. Making signs. She loves making signs. Little.
What to label what?
Happy birthday, and draw a picture here, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So activities for the guests.
Yeah. Little.
So it'll be games. Baby shower-esque.
Yeah, there are games that all of us are going to play. I'm not.
Like a baby shower.
Yeah, but they're fun. It'll be great.
Should I bring my Vita?
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of alcohol. So
bring my Vita.
Definitely bring that. Okay. There's going to be lots for your children to do. We kind of overcompensated.
Should I bring their Vitas?
Yes. We were like, what are we going to do? We're going to have like all these kids here now because all of our friends have children that are older than ours. And we're like,
they do?
A lot. You do.
Who
the
else?
Copelands do. The Castles are a few months older, but he's probably the one exception. The Barclays will be there. Suddenly I'm sick. She's made new friends with a group called the Foys. They'll be there. So there are all sorts of kids of varying ages.
Oh, okay, good.
Chalk, bubbles, lots of coloring books.
My kid might bite one of them.
Which one?
Up.
The youngest one?
Huh?
Will bite.
I thought you were, of course, my older one will explain to them what's emotionally wrong with my younger son and why he bit him and that he is sorry on behalf of our family.
And also, here's how my awesome Ninja Turtle works.
Yeah, exactly.
All
be
together.
Like, here, we'll you and I are going to throw some of this mutagen around and it'll make you feel a little bit better. For the hunk of flesh he took out of you.
Tasty baby.
Meanwhile, my other one will be eating your pumpkins off the vine.
Oh, I got to get those off the vine. You're right, because kids will be stomping around back there, and I will be devastated if they dirt my pumpkins. Oh, look, I got a pumpkin. Birthday over, everyone, get out.
Kevin, it's your shot in foot foo or whatever.
Very cool. I'll have some more of my child's alcoholic beverage for his first birthday party.
Will he be having some of his beverage?
We have a lowercase Q available for children.
Oh.
And then a Quinn's cocktail for adults.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's pretty, either version is pretty tasty.
Is it called Quinn's soda?
Oh, no, we went with Quinn cocktail. She wanted that alliteration sound. That's what started it. She said, I want a Quinn cocktail for his birthday. So I invented a drink.
That's going to be great if he grows up and gets to drink, and that becomes his drink of choice.
It'll be difficult for him to describe. He's like, okay, you're going to need two types of orange juice, some club soda, and three kinds of liquor. Here we go.
Two types of orange juice?
Yeah. It's a good drink.
With two types of orange juice?
Uh-huh. You wait. You wait till his birthday party.
But why? What two types?
I guess we'll have your birthday party.
Tune in 4 weeks when we will be talking about this birthday party and the cocktail.
You will be impressed. Making first-year-old birthday parties fun for the adults. So anyway, Rayman Legends. You know what? I did my earlier encouragement. Get Rayman Legends so we can play together. Yeah, it'll be fun. All right. So the last thing I want to say about it that's very clever, and this will be, we'll need to bookmark this later for an email we'll have, the Murfrog episodes, there are several of them, you switch and you, instead of being the character running around the side scroller, you're this fly that kind of buzzes around, and wherever you touch on the screen, that's what he does.
Oh.
So as the character is going through automatically running, you swipe and you break a string so that he can jump over a thing that would have fallen on him. So you're interacting with the environment as opposed to him. Exactly. And then I was having such a great time with this level last night because you really do need to memorize the order in which things happen because you've got to, okay, that's right. I have to cut this one, let this one stay, otherwise it'll kill him, and then cut this one. Swipe these things, drag this thing over here so he can move on, then tickle this enemy so he won't club him, and then open up the bridge.
Sex.
It's pretty sexual. My wife is not allowed to watch me play the Vita.
Because she gets jealous?
She's not a plebe. No, it's not sexual at all, but it's beautiful looking.
Sounds it.
If you tickle and swipe
Swipe this, yeah. Wait for it to fall, otherwise you die. Then tickle this, isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
What was the other one you did?
Drag this over here.
Yeah.
Really?
That's how I do it.
Let's get Natalie in here.
She can't. She's in traction right now. That's right.
Enough of the Rayman legends.
That's right.
So to go along with my PS Vita, this doesn't really belong in the entertainment center because it is the entertainment center.
Yeah.
I got a new PS Vita port or dock for it. Are you jealous? Do you
like it?
It's pretty great. They're super cheap. They're like $11 on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And they're great because they got a charging base on the back, so you can plug your Vita docks in it, and then it can charge straight in the wall. And then it's got an audio plug, so you can hook it up to speakers. So if you're watching Netflix or whatever, a Sony movie, you could plug it straight in there. I bring it to the office, and then it's great to just have there and look at.
I thought they canceled that.
The office?
Why would you do that? Why would you unplug when I'm still plugged in?
Sorry.
Something about to swipe, drag, tickle you.
Our relationship's finally going to the next level. After 15 years.
Let's do it right.
It's all happening.
No, that is cool. I like that because you can watch, like, sometimes when I'm on the road and I have to do, like, a report or something, I will watch.
And you don't have an iPad, so you can watch
Netflix.
Yeah,
I will watch Netflix on my Vita while I'm working on the computer, and that would be perfect because I could set it on the desk.
Yeah,
on the
if I was traveling, I would have bought this on the first day to be able to set this on the tray table while you're on a plane. Yeah, so convenient. It's a good angle.
That's the only bad part is that I don't put any movies on this. But I guess I could.
You could. How big is your memory chip in it? You have a 4 gig?
I got the biggest one that they have.
Then you're fine.
I think I got 16.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest. I just load it up. It's got tons of room. You can download
stuff.
Because
you told me just to get the biggest one I could.
Yeah, because then you don't have to exchange cartridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the way to go. PS Vita for the future. Guys, get PS Vitas. Get them. You know, I could play PlayStation All-Stars with people on the Vita all flipping day long.
Whoa.
Come on.
People want you to do that.
I know, that's what
I'm
saying.
Some guy doesn't
get the Vita. Get the Vita and we'll play.
All right.
Super easy.
Let's move on to the sandbox, yeah?
I've got something to say in the sandbox. Do you have something to say in the sandbox?
I don't know.
How much time we got left? What else do we want to cover?
15 minutes.
We should probably skip the sandbox today.
Oh,
you had something to say?
No, I'm just... Okay. I have to be...
I won the sandbox.
Oh, you won?
And then you say, oh, you ruined my joke!
How did I do that?
Do you know the joke? See,
no.
This is something you do. I'll do it with Jacob and it'll blow his mind. You say, I won the sandbox. You say, I two the sandbox.
Oh, okay.
I say, I three the sandbox.
Okay, I four the sandbox.
I five the sandbox.
I six the sandbox.
I seven the sandbox.
I eight the sandbox.
Ooh, what did it taste like?
Nine
gross.
Sandbox.
No, over. Let's start over. You start.
Okay, I won the sandbox.
Congratulations!
Aww.
It always gets
this
them.
Is I played the Superman game with my my father's employee, who was 27, and I was 10.
Oh, I like
and his favorite game was called Superman, where he
How
goes, okay, I'm going to hit you as soft as I can, and then you hit me as soft as you can, and whoever hits the softest wins.
He was 27 and
played this game? Yeah, and then I go, okay, yeah, I could do that, because I knew he was like, he's 6 foot 70 bajillion.
Yeah.
And so I would say, okay, he goes, okay, you go first. And then I hit him, and then he'd sock me in the arm.
Yeah.
And go, I lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I knew that in eighth grade, some kid did it to me, and
yeah,
I was like, that's
well,
not
I
cool.
figured it out in sixth, fifth grade.
But it was a fellow
a
eighth
giant
grader.
Of a man with a mullet.
So, did you take him up on charges or what?
No, he was my friend. I liked it. It was worth it. He would help me get pizza. He was the only friend that I had who had a car, number one. Number two.
Because you were 12.
All right, but still. Also had a paper route. He was the coolest. When you're 12, I don't know why there wasn't an 80s sitcom based on this concept.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I be friends? Because it's like Billy Madison. Why couldn't I be friends with a 20-something-year-old dude? I would go over to his house. We'd get up, do our paper routes together, and we'd just play video games all day and all night. And he had this beautiful girlfriend that would bring us pizzas and stuff. It was the coolest thing ever.
It depends on who the angle of the story. If the story is from the perspective of the child, that's sad and kind of weird. If the story is from the perspective of the adult, then it's kind of cute and fun.
I think it's from the perspective of winning. like it
let's
was,
dial it back. So now, as a grown man, could you imagine having a honest 12-year-old not associated with your family, some neighborhood kid here,
mm-hmm.
who's your friend? Your friend, like how I'm your friend.
What's funny, because you just admitted to being a 12-year-old boy and knowing how the McDonald's commercial.
I withdraw my line of questions. I now see your entire point.
It wasn't my point. It wasn't.
No, nope, I can see it. That sounds fun. You were very fortunate. Thank you for being my friend. Let's go to the sandbox.
It's in my eyes. I ate it and it got in my eyes.
Sandbox.
Oh, Spider-Man, help me.
On the theme of that I'm a 12-year-old boy, in what universe did you think I was going to like BioShock even a little bit?
Did I tell you?
Yes.
I sure wasn't Christian.
Oh, come on.
I don't remember being a guy who would cram that game down everybody's throats.
But we've talked about it, and I mentioned
hold
it.
Hold on.
Let me finish my sentence. You said I would like it. That's all I was going to say. Go.
I don't. Here's the thing.
I will dial back. I will listen to every episode for the past 6 months to find the point where you said.
You don't have to. There's going to be 8 super fans that are going to be like, Justin, you totally did.
Totally said it was going to be great.
But most of them are only going to say you totally did because they're huge Sly Cooper fans.
And Justin is the devil.
And if you told them to mainline heroin, they would do it.
Guys, don't do that.
No, they're not going to. You just saved 8 lives.
You're welcome. Bradley, you're welcome.
He will not. Yeah, Bradley Pajala.
Bradley, do not mainline heroin. Sideline
the heroin addicts.
Because Sly Cooper told them not to.
Oh,
way to go,
funny.
Kids. Dude, somebody came up with a solid premise for how Sly Cooper ends up in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Oh.
It was really good. I posted that on our page. Like, hey, how does Sly end up in Wreck-It Ralph 2? Wouldn't that be sweet? Yeah, and somebody,
joke admitted to the internet.
Yeah, and like, you wishing it was possible. Like, yeah. He's a game. Why couldn't he be in a gamer movie? And somebody's like, okay, so they do a 30th anniversary download on the PlayStation. And so he meets all of the, it's inside, like, Michael's world. It's inside the PlayStation. And then the owner decides that they are going to sell their PlayStation. And so Wreck-It Ralph and the guy have to leave the PlayStation before they're deleted. And I was like, yeah, that's a movie. Totally. That's everything you need in a game and in a film. Yeah. I was like, let's sell that.
Let's get John Lasseter on the phone and make this happen.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 Sly Cooper.
What's it like working with Joss Whedon?
So BioShock, dude.
It's a scary game. I would never have told you to play that.
So freaking not cool. So like the first scene, I can tell you, I just played it last night. I got to, like I said, after I played Rayman Legends for about an hour, I was like, okay, I've got a little time here. I have a ton of games on my shelf. I'm not going to play the same one every time. I was like, there's so many of these games I've never even cracked open. Let me try BioShock. I was all ready to give this great review about how it's early generation PS3, and you can already tell how the technology's evolved. It almost looks like it's on a different platform. It's so outdated and all this stuff. And, you know, it's cool. But then it gets weird, and I'm not really able to follow what's happening. There's all this, like, backstory stuff that isn't making sense, and you go down the elevator and it's all intense and oh wow, you're breathing and cool. And then there's like this creepy shadow coming out, and this guy, no, don't kill me. No, don't kill me. And then he just gets stabbed. Ah, blah, 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 blah. And then the thing climbs up on the elevator. My heart is racing in my neck. And that's in reality. And then it's stabbing its way through the elevator, and then something distracts and it runs off. And then some guy talks to you. I was like, okay, all right. That's the kind of game it is. All right. It's like a jump out at you game. I can hang. And then you stab the thing in your arm for some reason. You do that and you shock the things and everything. I'm like, all right, so it's a little creepy. The mom's like hovering over, they all have masks like bunnies on their faces, and she's talking to the bassinet, and then I sneak around her because I was like, I'm not going to shoot this woman. That doesn't seem fair. Then she hunts me down and I have to kill her anyway. Not okay. And I shoot the ground because there are all these crazy people for some reason are raising after me. So I was fine. I was like, okay, all right, it's that kind of game. I was letting my level get higher and higher and higher. And then finally the story starts to make sense. And he's like, okay, you walk out on the scaffolding and you turn off your electric arm shocker from Infamous and you be careful. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And then I look down and finally little sister's down there. And he's like, okay, that's a little sister. She may look cute, but she's not. And I look, I'm like, what is she doing? She's stabbing a thing in a dude's head and playing with it. I was like, nah, done. Done with this game. This is stupid. Why is this? Who thinks that's fun? Who's like, you know what I need to do today? Something an eighth grader loves. Ridiculous, unnecessary, grotesque horror. Done. I got off the scaffolding, watched Big Daddy throw that guy up against the wall and bash his head into the glass until it splattered. And I was like, why do people play these games?
Okay.
So who wants to buy my copy of Bioshock?
I was wrong about Bioshock. But you should really look at The Last of Us.
Okay.
I think you'll like it.
Okay. Yeah. It's. I assume it's like uplifting and fun.
Oh my gosh! It is a hero story if there ever there was one.
That's the thing that I could. I'm like, this game is 7 years old, and I'm grossed out. Like, I had bad dreams after playing this. I'm like, I know. You're such a good older friend.
No, I'm saying I can't understand why I would, unless I forgot about that part of the game, because it doesn't seem like me to say, yo, you would like Bioshock, because I remember being scared in it.
The thing is, I've seen scenes from it. I know the world. I knew enough about it. I had no idea that it was going to be like that, because I'll hang with dark stuff. It can be creepy. You can eat, all of that stuff could happen, just not on camera. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, I would be down with all of that being a part of the world. I feel for the animator that's like, I got to make it look like she's trying to dig something out of his brain cap. Like, I...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Is that a circular motion?
Right. Like somebody had to sit
like
there...
a gear shift?
Yeah, or? Like, what's going to be grosser? But yeah. I feel for that person that had to sit there and do that and make it haunting and difficult. Like, well, let's get some cadavers in here and try to see what happens when a little girl jabs this in its head. And I thought, okay, well, maybe, does it stop
being... Some guy in the corner is like, you guys, I think it's just the fact that it's a little girl and a needle is enough, okay?
That was me.
Yeah.
does it continue down that path? Does it stop being... Because here's the thing, it's a little bit like a Poltergeist. I have yet to see this movie. I plan to see it at some point in my life because it is a part of filmic history, and it is a great movie that has changed a lot. I know when I see it, I'm going to have nightmares for a month, but I'm going to put myself through that torture because as an artist, I want to know what's a part of our culture and what's relevant. Should I? Is that important enough to force myself through?
I don't think so.
More Bioshock?
No.
It's a bummer because I really like the world.
I know. That's the only thing that I would believe that I said, yeah. Oh, you'd like it because aesthetically it's really cool. The concept of the world is really cool. Yeah. But yeah,
the things he says in the beginning, there's a poster
crazy
that says,
drug addicts that are chasing you down with and screaming at you in scary ways.
That's the whole, is that the whole game?
Yeah, get rid of that game, get Last of Us, okay. And just get some hot cocoa and nestle in for some good times.
Hold on.
Are you afraid of coral reefs?
No.
You'll be fine.
Okay, great.
You'll be totally fine. I really hope that was a solid landed joke for Last of Us.
I was going to say the same thing.
I really hope the 8 people that have finished that game or are playing it get what I'm trying to get at.
It was like Pirates 2. I literally turned that game off and plugged in my Disney Infinity home base.
You should.
I was like, all right. So I beat the Pirates edition of Disney Infinity. It took 5 total hours. That's it for one adventure. In Disney Infinity.
Oh, you finally finished one
adventure. So
and those are $35 each.
Yeah, that one comes with it. So yeah.
I mean, if you buy could extrapolate that they're about 5 hours.
That's
average.
What I think. Yeah. I mean, if you were a kid, you'd play them to hell. There's a lot still more to do. They ground them in the grind. There's all sorts of other little side missions. But I got to the end of the narrative in 5 hours. Hmm. How long was Bioshock going to take?
Lot. I don't remember.
Like
but
6
I would,
hours?
No. I would say probably 18, 20, something.
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. Can I just watch the cutscenes on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you could do, I think there's got to be somebody who put that together, for at least for Bioshock 1.
I mean, I saw a cutscene in Bioshock 2 where this room filled up with water, and I was blown away. When I was done, I turned on both the Xbox and the PlayStation and played a little bit of the Disney Infinity, and then also played a little bit of the Batman Arkham Asylum. So it's not like I don't like dark stuff. Like, that game is in all Cherry and Roses and Skylanders.
Yeah,
but
there's something about the comic book world that I think makes it safe for you.
Like, absolutely.
There's also not moments of that game that they're trying to scare the living crap out of you.
And it's good versus evil. Batman is a hero trying to fight good. This accidental hero right in the beginning. Like, he even said he's a bad man.
Well, you have to, there's, when you start getting the little girls, did you get the little girl or no?
No. It said I'm going to want her, and I was like,
Yeah, there's like an infamous-esque choice that you have to make. You could either absorb her Eve or something, if I remember what it was called.
Yep, that's it.
Or you can let her go.
Okay.
And if you absorb her Eve, you get this, there's some way that it helps you, but it's not like it's game-changing.
Yeah.
But there's people, there's two people that you're talking to on that little reel-to-reel-esque radio CB thing.
Shortwave radio, which is cool looking.
They say that, you know, they allude to the fact that if you don't harvest the Eve, then you'll be okay. And I think I harvested the Eve once because I needed it.
Yeah.
But then the rest, I just let them go, and it has this payoff in the way that it ends the game or something.
Oh, cool.
And they kind of help you later on. But so I think if you harvest all the Eve, there's just a different payoff that helps you.
That's like Infamous. You can either suck their life or heal their life. Yeah. So I I was so bummed because I had already opened it up because I installed it in, but now I've got this. I got both games. I got the twofer box because I thought.
Oh, you have one and two.
I have one and two in one disc, and it's got all the downloads and everything. It's like $20 on eBay, so I might sell it. Or maybe your son wants it. He loves scary stuff. No. He loves scary stuff.
No.
He loves scary stuff.
No, he won't. It's not that he loves it, but he's not good enough to play that game.
It is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this gun thing, I have to switch. It's old school. It's early PS3, where I was like, I have to switch between these. I bet this is a better computer game.
Yeah.
It'd be a little quicker.
Which I think is where it started. But that Infinite, it's funny how that one amazing commercial came out, and then I felt like it disappeared. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like
Have you played Infinite?
No.
I would love to know if it's as gruesome, because I'll jump to that.
The commercial made it look brighter. Like
that's what I thought.
It's nice until that guy gets like hooked in the head or something or shot.
I see. I can't play it. Yeah. That's okay. So not everything's for me. Yeah. I know Disney Infinity really well. And Skylanders comes out in mid-October.
What are you going to do?
Dude, I almost took a week off from work so I could play that game.
Please do.
I took the first week off, so I'll still play it. I may take a half day.
Work from home that day.
Yeah, I'll work from home. Yeah, work from home.
Yeah,
because I was like, well, do I want to get it? Do I not want to get it? Do I not want to collect all the Skylander characters again? And then I realized, even if I don't collect another stupid Skylander character, I have over 50 of them.
Yeah,
why wouldn't I play them in this game? So I've already ordered like six other guys.
Well, it's good to see that you've learned that lesson.
We did not discuss Grand Theft Auto 5 and Diablo. We'll have to do that next week. And also next week, I'd love to go down memory lane with you if you have nothing else to talk
Let's
about.
Let's just do those three things.
I love it. Next week.
All right. I love all of that.
Or did you want to try to do those in the next minute?
No, we can't do all of those. I thought you were trying to say we could try and do emails in the next minute, but I don't think we can.
No. Let's do that next week.
All right. Well, that was our show. You could send us an email to show@gamerlandpodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/GamerlandPodcast. Follow us on the Twitter @GamerlandPod. Don't forget that what we're trying to do is have everybody throw a like on facebook.com/IWantSlyCooper in his own animated series so we can Betty White this bitch and make it happen. On behalf of my new friend, Kevin Miller, he's young, guys, and that's why I like him. He makes me feel young like a cougar. This is Justin Winchester.
I'm 12.
Okay, bye.